Author Peter Straub is never as happy as when he's sitting at his word processor coming up with wonderful ways to make people die. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Peter Straub is the author of such books as Julia and Ghost Story. His latest novel, Floating Dragon, takes place in the fictional town of Hampstead, Connecticut. There, residents begin to hallucinate and to meet horrible ways to die after a cloud of deadly, odorless gas escapes from a nearby laboratory. Straub includes a scene in which eight people are killed in a fiery vehicular pileup at a toll plaza on the Connecticut Turnpike. After the book was published, a similar disaster happened in real life at the Stratford Toll Plaza. How does Straub explain the bizarre coincidence?
I think things like this happen all the time. Anytime a novel is published, 10 things that happen in this novel happen in the world. And you have before you an article from a newspaper called Fair Press that in effect says, isn't this amazing? It's the only time this has ever happened. But it does happen all the time. And any novelist, you know, has seen stuff like that a million times over. He writes something, and 2 days later it happens.
How did Peter Straub get hooked on the supernatural?
I got fascinated with it after I started to write it. As a kid, I'd been interested in ghost stories and spooky stories and Lovecraft and things like that. But then that interest sort of went away, like my interest in science fiction. Then I wrote one ghost story novel, and I wrote it really to save my skin, because I was very poor. I think I'd made about $700 a year before, and maybe $500 a year before that.
The sale of Julia took a lot of pressure off of Straub. It enabled him to buy a house and turn out other books.
My publishers would come around and stamp on me if I wrote a love story, or if I wrote anything but another sort of supernatural book. And I was sort of intrigued by what you could do in those books. So after that, I did write another book with which I was much happier than with Julia. And it seemed to me that I discovered this wonderful little territory that almost nobody knew about and that nobody cared for, really.
Straub set out to make that territory his, which by most accounts he has done. What Peter Straub, author of Floating Dragon, thinks about the supernatural, next on BookBeat. I'm Don Swaim. It's best to burn the lights brightly when you read a Peter Straub novel, otherwise the shadows begin to move. I'm Don Swaim with BookBeat. Peter Straub writes about ghosts and the supernatural, and his novels are just about guaranteed to give the reader a case of the jitters. His latest is Floating Dragon, about a small Connecticut town which hallucinates its way to destruction. Straub doesn't believe in ghosts, but
in the middle of the night, anybody can believe in the supernatural. You know, if you hear a funny noise out there in the hall, who knows what that is? You know, so there's a little atavistic caveman part of the brain that says a ghost, a monster.
How does such a friendly, mild-mannered man such as Peter Straub come up with so many horrible ways to kill off the characters in his book?
Gee, I bet you every friendly, mild-mannered man in America has got a lot of secret, you know, secrets going on in his head and lots of fantasies about offing the boss. And it's a sort of inbuilt part of the human character, I think. Imagination is what I'm really talking about.
Straub admits he has a certain amount of internal aggression.
Everybody does. You know, I don't think my stock is any higher than anybody else's. I have a short fuse and I get mad easy and then it's all over. But that doesn't have anything to do. My aggression, I don't think, really has much to do with the kind of scenes that I like to write. I think that comes from some other area.
Straub was born in Milwaukee, went to the University of Wisconsin in Columbia, was a teacher for a while, and began to write full-time after the sale of his novel, Julia. His latest book, Floating Dragon, is set in a Connecticut community that resembles his hometown of Westport. Many of Straub's friends and neighbors think they're in the book.
I think they're absolutely delighted, and they're reading themselves in the characters. They have no connection with them because they desperately want to see themselves.
How Peter Straub makes use of a word processor in my next report with BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Peter Straub is using the latest electronic technology to turn out his novels of horror and the supernatural. I'm Don Swaim with BookBeat. Such Straub books as Ghost Story and Shadowland have been savored by millions of horror buffs. Straub doesn't believe in the supernatural, though, and indeed the old Remington Rand has been replaced by the latest in word processors.
I have an IBM display writer, which I adore. I mean, if it were a woman, Susie be through, I'd be married to it, because it gives me exactly what I need, that machine. It makes it easy to write, and as you know yourself, I'm sure, as all news people know, you can do anything on the screen, and it replaces about half an hour of using whiteout or backing up on your IBM typewriter and retyping. All you guys do is push backspace on my machine and zingo.
Straub wrote his latest book, Floating Dragon, on the word processor and found it easy to revise and to make corrections.
And then when you're done, you have an absolutely beautiful manuscript that, of course, could never be typed by human hands because every letter is uniformly imprinted. And everything is in a perfect straight line, you know. And you can even justify the right-hand margin. You get a really sexy-looking manuscript.
Straub, who lives in Westport, Connecticut, is collaborating on a new novel with another master of horror who lives in Maine.
I'm writing a book with Stephen King called The Talisman. We're doing this on our word processors. And we're at about page 800, or since Stephen has this section now and he's a very prolific writer, maybe we're at page 900 now. And it's going very well. It's going fantastically well. And both Steve and I are sort of in awe of this book because it just picked itself up. It stood up like a huge mountain, you know, suddenly struggled to its feet and started to move.
It'll be a while before The Talisman is out, but for now you can take delight in shuddering through the pages of Peter Straub's latest thriller, Floating Dragon. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.